Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday the 28th of January. Happy birthday, Mom. This is Weather Wisdom, and we have a big old snowstorm to contend with here, and you're going to hear the word historic with it, and that's because we could see, if we got over 24.6 inches of snow, the largest January snowstorm in Boston. If we went over 27.6 inches of snow, we would see the largest snowstorm ever. That storm set back a President's Day weekend 2003, Blizzard 78, if you're wondering, 27.1 inches, just under that. This is a big storm, and, you know, it could still wobble a little bit, so the amounts could go, you know, down or even up a little bit, depending on exactly how this wobbles, how the bands come through, these heavy snow bands, what we call convective bands. They're going to produce tremendous snowfall rates here during the day tomorrow. Let's talk about the timing. I'll try to go through what I think you're interested in most. So the timing of this. When you get up tomorrow morning, there's probably a coating to a couple of inches of snow already down. The snow really ramps up after 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when we get those tremendous snowfall rates. I think that what we'll see on radar is this band rotating up from the south. And within that band, rates of 3, 4 inches per hour. That's just incredible. Could be the rumble of thunder. Could see some lightning, obviously. And you put together 2 or 3 hours of that, boom, there you are with a foot of snow in 3 hours. Just amazing. And that's one of the reasons why we're talking about such high totals. I'll get to sort of the map in just a second. The snowfall rates will wind down a little bit during the afternoon hours as those heavy bands finally move through. And by the time we get to, I think, 5 to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, most of the snow will be down. It probably won't stop until probably between about 11 and 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, but by the time you get up Sunday, the thing's over. The sun may be back out by then, and everything's going to be down on the ground. What are we talking? 18 to 28 inches is what I have running from the coast of Maine down through most of Essex County into eastern sections of Middlesex County. That goes up to about the 128-495 belt. They're a little closer together up there, and then you get down through Metro West, the same thing. All of the southern community south of Boston, including the Cape and the Islands. The exception may be Nantucket, where, you know, it's a foot to maybe a foot and a half. Then there could be some areas on the south side of Nantucket that get a little bit under a foot if more rain mixes in out for you folks. Now, as you get out towards Worcester, 12 to 18 inches, that probably goes close to Hartford maybe in the 6 to 12 inch range, and then 3 to 6 as you get west of there out through Northampton and sections of the Berkshires. If the storm came a little bit closer, we'd have to push that 18 to 28 inch amount further west, maybe into Worcester. And then obviously the other amounts would go further west as well. So folks across the Pioneer Valley, the Berkshires, you could see more snow than I'm projecting at the present time. Let's talk about the upper totals. In some of these bands, because of the high snowfall ratios, because it's so cold, it's not impossible we see 28 to 36 inches in some bands. So I'm not going to be surprised if we see 3 feet out of this, which obviously would be historic. Some of the biggest storms ever around the area have produced those kinds of totals. So it's not completely unprecedented that we would see something like that. For example, there's some 36-inch totals from the April blizzard back in 1997 that are just southwest of Boston. West-southwest of Boston. And indeed, that's the area I think that's favored. It's kind of south of Boston along the southeast corridor. As you get to those interior communities, they tend to do well in these situations, and they tend to have a little bit more snow fall during these nor'easters in those areas. Some of it's due to the fact that some elevation and you get the bands are a little easier to get in that area, and so that definitely could occur. Does Boston go over 2 feet? It's definitely possible. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to, because in these situations, you know, you miss a band. It's just like missing a thunderstorm in the summer. If you miss it, then you don't get the very heaviest snowfall, and you end up with the foot and a half, which is still, you know, a formidable snowstorm, but it may not be quite as high if you miss some of those bands. And that's why on my map, you can look at it on Twitter, you'll see 30-inch plus possible in localized banding in this entire eastern Massachusetts zone. What about coastal flooding? I actually don't think it's going to be a big problem. The reason for that is winds will be a little more northerly during this storm rather than northeasterly. The storm's moving rather quickly. The height of the storm is going to come more during low tide than high tide. And therefore, you know, we'll get into some minor flooding. Some shore roads are going to be closed. There's no doubt about that. But do we see Do we see the moderate to major coastal flooding? I don't think so. I don't think that's what we're going to see across the area. So these really big snowfall totals are definitely possible. I've looked through some other storms. There's a storm from December 5th through the 7th, 2003. Parts of the area just north of Boston ended up with 3 feet of snow. Actually, in that storm, some of the mountains ended up with over 40 inches of snow. So these are not completely unprecedented. I think what's going to be more unique in this storm is the rate. This is the snowfall rates. And that's due to the fact that the ocean is so warm, the storm's going to be so intense, and we're just going to get all this snow in a relatively short period of time. A lot of these bigger storms have taken much longer to accumulate. You've got storms back in the late 1960s that took a couple of days. The Blizzard of 78 was a couple of days. So the fact that we're going to see so much snow in such a short period of time, to me, is one of the more unique things. And it may have, and you may hear this, and I'm not saying that this is climate change. I don't want you to say, why does everybody say everything's climate change? But when you start looking at rates of 4 inches an hour with so much snow in such a short period of time, and the Atlantic is warmer than average, some of that begins to say, hey, this could have some climate fingerprints on it. In other words, we'd get a snowstorm like this all the time, but it may just be enhanced a little bit because of the fact we live in a warmer world, and a warmer world holds more moisture, and you can put down more moisture. Again, it's the rate of accumulation that, to me, is what may be unique. We won't know until it's over. We have to see how these bands materialize, but that's definitely, for me, what I'm meteorologically most interested in. How much snow do we get in a very short amount of time? The things out of here, as I said, Saturday night into Sunday, the snow is going to be light and fluffy with the exception of the Cape and the islands. Best chance for power outages will be from the Cape onto the immediate southeastern portion of Massachusetts. As you get inland, power outage is definitely possible, but because it won't be as windy, the snow is very light and fluffy. It's not going to stick to the trees, the road, or it'll stick to the roads. It's not going to stick to the trees, the wires. And so we're not going to see, what we could see in, say, a blizzard of 97 when the snow was very heavy and very wet and stuck to everything and you had power outages for several days. I don't think we're going to see that type of thing as well. It's not going to surprise me if Logan closes for several hours completely. They'll definitely halt flights, but they have this thing where is the airport open or closed in an emergency, and I suspect they're going to completely close. It also wouldn't surprise me if the governor declares a state of emergency for especially eastern areas. He may do that for a time during the height of the storm or perhaps early tomorrow morning. I don't think it's going to last. In my opinion, I don't think it would last that long because the snow's so light and fluffy. And I think that plow operators are going to have to get off the roads during the height of the storm in eastern areas. So we have that blizzard in effect. Remember, the blizzard warning's in effect right along the coastline. A blizzard is a visibility warning. It means that visibility would be a quarter mile less for 3 hours or longer in snow and blowing snow due to winds of 35 miles an hour or higher in gusts or frequent gusts. So that's what we've got going on. In terms of the blizzard, it runs from, Cape Ann down through Boston, all along the South Shore, places like Scituate, Marshfield, Duxbury, Plymouth. You're all in the blizzard, Dennis, all that whole area down through Wellfleet. You all have a blizzard warning, and I recommend staying off the roads during this time. What could go wrong with this storm? Well, it could jog towards the east a little bit, and then we'd end up with, 12 to 18 inches of snow. It still would be a big storm, but it wouldn't be historic. That's certainly still possible. I don't see it happening, but it could. It could also jog a little bit west, and then I'd have to push the 18 to 28 inch amounts back through Worcester, and they may go west of Worcester out through, say, Auburn, and maybe down through Hartford if that were to occur. But again, right now, a wobble of 25 to 50 miles is probably all we would get. We don't see the big wobbles at this point. I also want to thank our sponsor, Clover Food Labs. You can use the Growing Wisdom code to order one of their boxes. They give you a great discount, and I love those folks. And they've been really good about sponsoring the podcast here as well as sponsoring my Twitter feed. So bottom line, we have a major winter storm. I'll do another one of these late this afternoon or early evening, especially if we see anything major change. Hunker down. You will be able to get out. Probably Sunday afternoon if you need to, but by Monday, everything's going to be pretty well cleared out, and I suspect that the supermarkets will be a little busy here this morning as people kind of freak out at the numbers they're seeing on the map. Have a great morning.